In Japan today, workers at the disabled nuclear power plant started to pump moderately radioactive water into the ocean. The effort is meant to make room at the facility for water that's more severely contaminated. NPR's Richard Harris has the latest.
Repair workers can't fully restore the power plant's cooling systems until they can get rid of water that's been pooling up in tunnels and ditches in and around the power plants. They've pumped some of that water into holding tanks, but they ran out of space there. So now they're starting to pump this fluid out into the ocean. It's enough water to fill about 5 Olympic swimming pools. Most of the radioactive material in the water is an isotope called iodine-131, which fortunately doesn't last very long. It will essentially decay away to nothing in the next few months. Of course, in the meantime, fish and seaweed can take it up, so there are restrictions on harvesting seafood from the area. Japanese officials apologize for having to dump radioactive material into the ocean, but they hope the maneuver will allow them to contain more severely contaminated water they also have to contend with. Richard Harris, NPR News.
The earthquake and tsunami left hundreds of thousands homeless, and the nuclear crisis that followed has forced thousands more to evacuate their homes. Some residents from the area around the Fukushima Daiichi plant have taken shelter 150 miles south in Tokyo. NPR's Greg Dixon visited some of them.
The Tokyo Budokan is on the outskirts of the city. Before the earthquake, it was a martial arts performance space. Now it is a temporary home for over 250 people. Because it was meant for martial arts competition, there were already plenty of tatami mats on hand. In the largest performance hall, the mats cover the floor. Boxes and chairs outline personal space containing few possessions. Empty stadium seats ring the space above. Down a hallway, tables are covered with boxes of donated clothing and food. 61-year-old Yoshiharu Niizuma sits in an alcove. He says life at the shelter is comfortable.
There's plenty of food here. The government workers are kind. The meals are excellent, and there's a lot of clothing available.
Niizuma lives just 3 miles from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, and he doesn't know when it will be safe to return. Phones are available for residents to make free calls, and a few computers for email, although children use them to play video games. 76-year-old retiree Hitoshi Yamada passes the time by reading a newspaper. His house is outside the evacuation zone and survived the quake and tsunami, but he left home anyway.
We're not getting clear information. Because nuclear material is invisible, we didn't know how safe we were, so we got scared and left. Unless there is a 100% guarantee of safety, I'm not going back.
But some people have no choice but to return. Kyoko Kobayashi came to the shelter with 14 members of her extended family. Four have had to return north to go to work. She lives 25 miles from the plant in an area the government says is safe.
To be honest with you, I don't believe what they say.
But she may have to go back, whether she believes them or not.
Because I want to support my kid, I want to work and make money.
Are you nervous to go back?
Of course, she says. 3 weeks after the terrible destruction brought by the earthquake and tsunami, for Kobayashi and many other people from around Fukushima, fear of radiation, whether justified or not, keeps them from rebuilding their lives. Greg Dixon, NPR News, Tokyo. Thank you.